Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Helena, Helena Steiner Hornstein, saying hello to you yet again. And some of you might have listened in yesterday to the recording I did then. And then if you want to listen again, you saw the recording was gone. And it was just simply my fault. I listened to it after the recording. I do sometimes. And then I did like the beginning and I wanted to edit it. And I used to be able to do that. They had a different system before. And now it didn't work, and somehow the whole hour got deleted. Isn't that a mistake? Sometimes that we can have just by mistake, we can make by mistake. So here we go. I'm starting all over. I'm used to doing that. One should be afraid of starting all over if something was not to your liking or if something disappeared by mistake. Start all over. That's how I wrote all my books. Somehow the originals always disappeared or had to be redone. So one should be afraid of new beginnings. Cost a little bit more time and work, but so what the heck? I was looking here at what is happening around you, which is the title, which is such a good title for me. But maybe for most of you out there, you don't quite get it, why I think that is a good title. Well, because what's happening around me, around you, might not always be of the seen. It might be of the unseen. Even the Bible writes about this. And it says somewhere, look not to the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. This is so wonderful. This fits right into my work. This is what I do. What I see are those transient, those temporary sicknesses or blockages or problems, because I see them all as problems that are meant to disappear. They're meant not to be there anymore. So get rid of them. And that's easy when you know the truth about things. And what is, you know, unseen. This is your good health. Unfortunately, those things that are unseen is what we depend on the most. And we don't understand it. If I ask people, what are you grateful for? They will say, oh, my money or my position, or if they're pleased with them, or sometimes they don't even know what they're grateful for. And that's such a shame, really. What's wrong with you? What about your eyes? What about your ears? Your hearing's fantastic to have. Or your legs, if you have them. Your arms, both hands, if you have them. You know, there's so many things that we take for granted, that are kind of given to us. So begin to open up your mind a little bit more and look around and feel around what's going on out there in the unseen. I talked to a guy just a little while ago on the phone. He was in Sweden. And he said he had been sitting in his living room, and he knew he was alone at home. There was no one there. And he could clearly hear how someone was doing dishes in the kitchen. And he stood up and walked into the kitchen, wondered what is going on. Who is doing dishes in my house? Who is here? And of course, when he came into the kitchen, it was just completely still, as if no one had been there like forever. And he had to ask me, what's going on? This is a new house. And I had to tell him, well, life is like a big wave. And we live in this wave. This is a wave of reality, the way we experience it. But then suddenly, this wave splits into two different realities. One seen, the one you lived with, and one unseen. So now you have those two realities next to each other, one seen and one unseen. They're parallel dimensions. I can see that with so much in people's lives. If I do like a session with them and I can see how someone has a parallel life right today. And that can explain sometimes why you get the sickness here in this lifetime that no one, absolutely no one can understand. But it sits, this sickness, this condition sits with someone else who lives a parallel life with you. I've had cases like this that haven't been common, not at all, but they have been there. And I had this woman who had some kind of rash on the inside of her legs. And she couldn't understand, they did everything. They shouldn't have been there in the first place because she was not someone who was riding horses, you know, without anything to cover her legs with or anything. So her legs hadn't been exposed to anything, particularly not the inside of her legs. But then I saw, no, there was a man on the other side of planet Earth in an Arab country, and he rode horses like all the time. And he had developed this kind of rash on the inside of his legs because, you know, everything was rubbing against everything else. So this was the reason for him, plus the heat and plus probably not having a very great hygiene. So he had that condition. And it kind of showed on her, on him, of course, as well. So now, instead of healing her, because this was long distance, I sent healing to this man on the other side of the earth. And he, of course, experienced some kind of thing. What do I know? But he must have, because she got well. It disappeared. And this is what I say. When I work with the unseen, and people who don't believe that or don't understand that, they kind of mock it and say this and that. I take all these things now very much with ease and quiet because they are just uninformed. They're ignorant. People who criticize stuff they don't understand. They're just ignorant. They wouldn't criticize someone, you know, who's better, like an old man who's professor or a minister or something. I mean, a minister of a cabinet, a political cabinet. They wouldn't complain to them and think or say to them that they know better. But they do that to me because they think, well, she's a woman. She doesn't understand certain things. This is how men think out there. And I have to say that out like this in the air and on the air because I meet this a lot. In America particularly, more so than in an Arab country. Isn't that odd? But this is just the way I've seen it. So there we go. So what is it I do then for those of you who haven't heard me before? I am a what you call a psychic healer. I don't like the word healer myself. That was just what was started to be said about me. But I see things inside of you, what is wrong. And I get those messages from the heavens or from source, from God. Call it what you want. But I get those messages and I'm sent images. And now this is what I'm translating and telling my client, or what I shall call them. I don't want to call them patient. I can call them client. They come to me and they want to know those things. But this is how you can see causes and why someone is not feeling well, because we are influenced by the unseen of the past or the unseen of a different reality that we cannot see here among us. Such a big subject. I call what I do, I activate you. Because what we do, we activate your energies. Very easy to understand. We all have abilities within us. But we have forgotten we have those extraordinary abilities. And this is what I activate within you. So when we do what people call a healing session, it's not me performing or doing this all alone. I activate you, so you are helping yourself to activate your healing powers. This is how it works. And that means also that you have to be accepting this method. If you sit there and you say, oh yes, I want to be healed, I want to be helped, fix me. And then secretly you sit and say, oh, this does not work. I think this is stupid. There's no way this is going to work. Of course it will not work. You are stopping it. So this is why it does not quite work so well on everyone out there. So the unseen realm is actually a very real part of the universe or of life. It's just not that we can see it or touch it necessarily. But everything here in nature has some kind of eye to watch us. We are seen all the time. This morning was extraordinary. That's just a typical example of how the unseen powers are working with us and how this is happening around you, all, me and everyone. I was coming to my spiritual center this morning, usual time, like 10:30. And I don't call it a church, although people call it a church. I just call it my spiritual center, which it is, because it's non-denominational. And usually I sit on the right side. There are three sections, you know, the middle section and then the left section and right section. And each section is equally large. And they all are kind of focusing onto the center. So it's more like a triangle in a way, the way it's built. So I came in there, and I usually sit on the right side, but somehow I felt drawn to the very left side. And since everyone was seated when I arrived, I just wanted to be seated as quickly as possible because I had already started. And I just decided, oh yes, I'm going to put down that end of this bench here. And lo and behold, I had been drawn to sit next to someone I haven't seen for years. And we had before a very spiritual connection. So this is how it happens, that we are pulled into places without knowing it. And this is what I mean, what is happening around us all the time. So you should listen in to this, because it doesn't just happen once a day. It happens, I think, every moment of the day almost. There are certain things that I also noticed, and other people have noticed that. And when I met someone new, and we got along beautifully, and we felt, oh, we were soul sisters or soul brother sister, that kind of thing. And then we don't see each other for a while. We decide to say goodbye at that time, and we make appointment, like see each other a week later. But now in the meantime, we run into each other all the time in town. And why? Because we had tuned into each other, and now we just couldn't avoid each other. And this is what I believe is happening through whole lifetimes, or through the past lifetimes into this lifetime. because again, what is not seen is very, very powerful. It's very, very exciting, in fact. So I can tell one story after the other. But again, we are in this wave of life again. And that wave of life never stops moving. And once you start to activate your mind, meaning your spiritual mind, you will be brought into spiritual situations all the time, or you will be brought into new happenings or just enlightenings, because you are meant to work with this power. Call it what you want. I call the power the light, because it's an energy that is so high, with a frequency so high, we can only see it as a light. You can call it God if you want to. You call it the universe. It does not matter what you call it. The power itself doesn't care. But if you care, you must do it the way that pleases you. But don't do it because someone else has told you so. No one is going to punish you in any way except for your own guilt if this is how you have decided to feel about it. But what is happening around you is important. And I start to notice now, when I smile at people, it's like I'm breaking through something and people smile back. And they start to talk. I don't do the initial talk. They do. But I smile because I like to smile. And this is what you do in Florida a lot. It's the difference from going to swim and being there when it's getting cold and no one is smiling at anyone. And then I come here to Florida where everyone is smiling at you for no reason at all. It's absolutely lovely to live that way. I know certain cultures, like Russians, there are lots of Russians in South Florida. They don't smile much. Are you listening, Russians? You don't smile much. You don't in Russia, but why don't you smile in Florida? And I say that like quite with an open mind to you, because I know Russians. Russians are really very nice and kind people, very helpful when you are with them in Russia. So there, of course, you don't smile. And I know you get very suspicious when I start smiling at you in the street for no reason at all. They probably wonder, oh, have I met them before? They could do that too. But that's just a little side talk here. So, think about it, that we live in a realm of two realities. And one reality is seen and one is not seen. And what I'm asking you is begin to listen or feel for that unseen reality, because that is of the eternity. If you get well, if you are sick rather, if you're sick, and you want to get well, well, look at the situation as just a transient situation, because you notice it. You're not feeling well. And that's why I say always to brush away whatever you don't want to have. And you do it in your mind or you do it out loud, brush it away. Because it's not real. Somehow, we are making it real in a reality that we are creating in our mind. That doesn't sound right, does it, if you're very sick and you know you're sick. But I have noticed that to not to be well always a reality. If you break a leg and it's broken, yes, it is a reality. But we can help the situation and help with our minds to fix it a little bit more, a little bit faster than it would with just a the other tools which are of the medical side. And thank goodness for that, that we have it, because it's not very easy always for everyone to be spiritual. So I'm talking about the higher level of things now, because I feel those of you who listen to me, you probably are of a higher level. Otherwise, you wouldn't listen to the talk that I'm coming up with, because these are all unedited. If I want to edit because I want to take away like a chunk, like 10 minutes or something like this, but now that's, I cannot do that anymore. So anyway, start to be a little bit open-minded. And again, as I said, the ones who do not believe in good things, they are not of a very open mind, because we have access to those good things all the time. So you know that people out there around you are not necessarily wanting to hurt everyone, because we are influenced by negative energies. They are also floating around in this unseen around us. But you can, through just putting yourself in the light, protect yourself. And I remember my granddaughter told me the story, I probably told you that one before, and it was about a man who had attacked all the women in an area, and there was, and he got them when they were walking through some kind of tunnel or whatever it was. And then there was one little girl who had walked through that tunnel, but no one had touched her. And he actually was asked by the police later on, why did you attack that older person and not her? And he said, no, but she was protected. There was someone walking next to her. And of course I couldn't go and attack her. There was no one, Ashley, who was walking next to her. But she had been at peace. She had walked through that place without fear. So she had created somehow this protective kind of angel in her mind. And that's what I mean. We have abilities in us to do that. It really, really works. I used to talk about one story after the other that I experienced in life. I stopped doing that a lot because I don't know which ones I have already spoken about and which ones I haven't spoken about, because the occasions have been so many. I only say that we are spiritual beings living human experiences. You've heard this 2,000 times. But I have to say it again and again. So we, in fact, live accordingly. And I know myself, all those times that I have been protected by the light. One day I will probably not. But now I might even feel in my heart, maybe I have lived my life. And maybe this is time. Because this is another thing that I've seen when I do sessions, that we have a choice somewhere in us, depending on what kind of life you live here and now. And that's also why some healing does not work, because deep down, this person is not happy in his or her life now and doesn't see any reason why she should get well now. And she just have lost that joy of living. And then it's very, very hard to actually have an open mind when you don't have any joy or curiosity in your life. It's a strange life in so many ways. And also, why do some people experience things like I, Helena, experience, and why do others not experience that? Well, I would say, already in the Bible it says, already in the womb of the mother, the universe, or God, if you want to say that, is working on your inner qualities. So I would go back to saying that the soul that's now going to come to a life on this earth is actually choosing beforehand the life that the soul is going to live. It chooses a body, man or woman, I suppose, because we experience life in so many different ways, if we're a man or a woman. So we choose that, and then we choose the lifestyle. We do that through the mother. If you later on happen to be adopted, that's also part of the plan. The more I do this work, the more I realize there are no coincidences, there are no mistakes. It's absolutely amazing how everything is part of a plan. And this is what is happening around us, that what's happening around us is part of a plan. All the way. I like to talk to strangers. Strangers actually like to talk to me. Well, it's usually women, because if you talk to men, they usually believe that I'm trying to pick them up or something, because their minds go in a different way, usually. But then I've had some fantastic conversations with totally strange men. Very often down in Florida, there have been Cubans. I have such a big appreciation for Cubans. It's funny. But Cuban men can make such good conversation with women. Regular American men don't always do that. They're shy about talking to women, I think. But Cuban men, they talk and talk and talk. They talk about wives and children and their lifestyle and what they think and what they eat. Anything that comes up in their mind. And I'm the same way. Because why not? We're all the same. We're all united somehow. So when you talk to strangers, you will make life around you much more fun if you can do that. You learn through strangers, and don't take over and start to talk about yourself and yourself and yourself. Listen to what they have to say. Ask them questions. And so many people, particularly older women, they like to speak about themselves and their lives because they don't have many people to talk to any longer. So when I used to be, when I lived in London, I used to go and visit the elderly in hospitals who were there temporarily, but no one came to visit them. And I did this just out of my own pocket and own heart. I went to see these people who had this surgery, and I was told that they needed to have some kind of encouragement because none from their family would come and visit them. So I came there and visited them and had such good chats. And it's just, you know, older people, when they talk, they are very, very interesting. They have lived through so many different critical times, and they have survived. And this is what we have to look at. People around us, we might actually learn from them. We can learn great things from others. I, as I said, talk a lot. That's why I pick up on all that useless information that I call it, but that is so informative about everything out there. And you are part of this life as well. In my book, Constant Awakening, I'm writing about so many things that happen to me and that help me form me somehow. If you haven't read Constant Awakening, it's a great book to learn from it. It's a page turner. It takes probably 3.5 hours to read through it. And it's very hard to stop in places because it's very, very exciting to do that. I picked it up the other day and was amazed how much new, how everything seems so new to me, because I haven't read it in a long time. I wrote it, but when I channel most things, you're not so aware of what you're writing. It just comes into me and it's kind of running down to my fingertips, and I sit there on the computer and type it. I'm not a good typist. I use four fingers, but I've written all my stuff on these four fingers. And I'm faster than those who are using all 10 fingers. And I've been told that by my grandchildren who use all their fingers. So that is, again, we should not be intimidated by the way we do certain things. We should just go ahead and be the best at it. So what I would like to say in all this is the unseen realm is a real and a real place, and it's very, very active. You can use it if you begin to open your mind and disregard the logic, because with the logic, you cannot imagine anything the same way. And I keep on thinking about this man I met at the gathering in Sweden last year, who said that, no, logic is absolutely everything. And say that to me. My world starts beyond the logic. So no. You do not have to agree to what others are saying at all. Start to do your own thing. And you will start to experience a more interesting life happening around you. So there are more examples out there. Well, last show that I deleted, I mentioned the situation when I met other people and how I let them talk and how much I learned from them and how enriched I felt from that. Those are things happening around us, and it's meant to be used also, the togetherness with others, how you pick up. I can go to the grocery store and someone is telling me, you know, this is very good if you cook this and this way and that you add this and this to it. I learn new ways to do certain things just because I'm opening up to those around me. I know it's a matter of being shy maybe, but everyone is shy somewhat inside. Everyone. And even I work with many famous people. They're really so shy inside somehow. I wonder if we should go to the meditation now, because I always go to the meditation at the end. But what I want to say, begin to create your own good dimensions around you and begin to attract what you want, because it exists there in the unseen around you. If you want to be well, really well, yes, you should have your doctors and follow what the doctors say and follow that. But the real trick is to begin to open up to the unseen forces around you. And how do you reach those unseen forces around you? Through an acceptance of their existence. It really works that way. You have to accept what you really wish for. And you do that first. Sometimes you need guidance into that, and this is what I'm doing, of course. But you can also start to use your own inner convictions and use this for yourself at all times. If you're lost, I've been lost many times, and I just try to think, how did I do that? I'm trying to think logically. And logic has never worked quite well for me. So I had kind of left that road. And I'd now said, okay, there God, and show me where to go. Those times I have actually always found the right way. And it's been easier than I thought to do it that way, because the universe is packed with energy. good and bad energy. But if you would like to have help, tune in to those good energies around you. Because this is what we are here for. We came here to this earth, into this dimension, to be closer to God, so to speak, which is happening. Yes, it happens when you let go and let God take you places, move you up, up, up on a ladder of many steps. And you open up, and you open up, and you open up. I was having my books were like the book of the month in a place here locally today. And I have been there once now, the other Sunday before today, and I'm going to be, I was there today and the next coming Sundays as well. And it's funny how I get feedback. People bought the books last time, now they come back and they give me feedbacks. And it's been exactly what I've been talking about, that life is a constant opening up to the powers and opening up and using the powers and opening up and using more of the powers. And you can do this on your own. Yes, you need the introduction, maybe by me or coach somehow who is on your level. And now you're just brought onto a road of new awakenings. I did my doctorate thesis on this subject. It's a very, very interesting way of looking at spirit and how we are working together in the relationship, spirit and we together, all the time. Now take a deep, deep breath and relax and relax and relax. And we are going to do a little meditation like we always do at the end of these little podcasts. You close your eyes and you dream yourself away to a place far, far away on the other side of this planet Earth, and you sit there on the beach at nighttime, looking out over the ocean, way up high. You see the star-filled sky. It's like a dome of stars completely enclosing you into them, into the sky. You are so relaxed, so completely, completely relaxed. If you have never seen stars up in the sky in such a rich, plentiful way, because of all the lights here on Earth, it can be hard at times to see the stars up in the sky. You imagine yourself in a planetarium with all these many, many countless stars. And somewhere among all those many countless stars, there is a dot. And that is planet Earth. And you are on that dot. And that shows you how little you are in this big, big universe. But because of that, it is easy for you this way to imagine yourself as part of something incredibly, incredibly, incredibly big and unlimited. You are surrounded by all these stars all around you. You are so overwhelmed by this power that you have access to, that you are surrounded by, and you are so grateful for this moment that you have all this with you. And now you have a wish. You have a wish for something wonderful. and you begin to form this wish in your heart. You feel more and more and more relaxed now. So completely relaxed. You are, I am the light. And now, you feel all the stars so close. It's like they're touching your skin. And you begin to be so completely, almost overwhelmed by the position that you have now been given. That you have this closeness to all this power of the universe. And now there is one star right in front of you. And that star tells you that you and it belong together in the light. And you take a deep, deep breath. And you feel that togetherness with this big star. Because according to the way you feel it now, the star that is communicating with you is tremendously big and so full of loving power. And it is now sending it to you, and you feel more and more and more enclosed into this power of love and light. You are so relaxed, so completely in a place of comfort, of security, of love towards yourself and what you represent. You now have this wish in your heart. It's a good wish. It's a good wish for you and for everyone. And now you take that wish. You send it out to the big, big universe, to all the stars. And they receive your wish. And they multiply the energy of that wish. And that wish is now getting bigger and bigger, turning into a reality. You are proud. You are grateful. You begin to realize who you are. You are a child of the universe. And you shine. Yes, you shine. And for a moment, you feel so very, very grateful. Am the light. The light will show you the way. And now you send that light that you represent out in the world to those places where they need help, where they need love, where they need healing. And it's like you're sending out the love and light from your hands to heal those places in the world and also those decision makers, that you send them love and light to heal, to stop this nonsense with wars and shooting and killing others, and begin to understand the value of life. I am a shining light. You feel it more and more and more. Yes, I am a shining light. You begin to believe it. You believe it. You believe it is just so. You now have a faith in the light, a faith in the highest good. For everyone, you now begin to create a life around you of new good possibilities. I am of the light. Yes, I am I am. You are now in harmony, in good, good harmony around you. I am of the light. I am a spiritual being, and I will stay in that consciousness of being a spiritual being, living a human experience. You are still, completely still within you. You have reached a place within you of good health, of love, of light, of balance. And now when I count to seven, we are going to come back to the here and now. Number one, number two, number three, the light shines within you and around you, and you love that light. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And now number seven, you open your eyes again. I'm Helena Steiner-Hornstein. My websites are www.findingyourinnerlight.com. Findingyourinnerlight.com. And another one, bodysoulconnection.com. www.bodysoulconnection.com. My email is drhelenainfo@yahoo.com or activel, activel for love, divel, @gmail.com. Yes, I think that was my day today with you. I hope I'm not going to delete this one because I'm not going to redo this one. But I will be with you in a few days again. Take care of yourself and be good. Bye-bye.